Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph at the fifth Mishnah of the ninth Parak. I'm Kabel Sademi Chavro Velo Asta. Yemesh Pakadei Lamid Kri Chayav L'Tapel Ba. The Mishnah states that if somebody works a field, up until now we were talking about several cases where a person was not working the field, not working properly. Here he works the field and doesn't produce. And he wants to walk away from it. If there's enough in the field to make one pile of wheat, we'll have to see what that means, then he has to continue working. Rabbi Yehuda protests and says, "My kitzva b'kri." That's not a reasonable amount to give, because a kri can be one kri out of a huge field, or it could be, and it's a very low percentage of bang for the buck, or it could be a kri from a small field. Ela imyesh ba kedei nefila, and we'll see what that means at the end of this podcast. If there's enough to sow, basically. Tan Rabbanan. Karel said to mechavro v'lo asta, imyesh ba kedei lamin kri chayav tapel ba. Why? Shekach kotev lo, and this goes back to the previous podcast about Lashon Hedyot, this is what the language of the shtar is, ana okim, I will get up, va'anir, and I will plow, ve'ezra, and I will plant, ve'echtsod, and I will harvest, ve'amer, and I'll bale, ve'edosh, I'll thresh, ve'edri, ve'okim karyakadamach, and I will set up a kri, ve'titopalga, and you'll come and take part of it, whatever your portion is. That's the right to the owner. That's my commitment. And I will take, because of my work and my expenses, I'll take my half. All right, so that's the language, and that's why the kri is the shiur. So what? How much is a kri? So Rabbi Yosef Chanina said to put the winnowing shovel into the pile, and so it would stand. So Ibai Elohud asked the question, what if it goes through from one side to the other so that there's not much of a pile that's able to stand, but the shovel's sticking out on all sides? So Tashma Ravali, Dimi Fishal Eliminated Rabbi Yosef Chanina. I heard it from Yosef Chanina himself, who gave the shear of Rachat, as long as the entire shovel part, the scooper part of the shovel, does not see the sun, meaning it's all covered in the wheat. Eat Marlevi, Amar Levi gives a different shear, Shalosh Se'in, three Se'in of wheat. Rabbi Yana Amri Sataim, he says only two se'ah, so he's machmir, even to that small amount, you still have to continue working the field. Amar Shlokish, or Shlokish adds, Sataim Shamru, when you say Sataim, chutz min otza'ah, that's besides the expenses that you put in. Alright, so if besides the expenses that you put in, there's still going to be Sataim left, you have to continue working. Tanana Tam, we have a mission, Uktsin, that says, Pritzei Zeitim Va'anavim. We're going to deal now with several things in which there's a base level of inferiority, and if it goes below that level, it's considered to be of a different class. We'll see what they are. Pritzei zeitim v'anavim, which we'll find out, are weak olives and grapes, meaning that don't produce much oil or wine. Beit Shammai metamin, Beit Shammai says they still have tumat ochlin until on the taharim. But they'll say there's no tumat ochlin, they're not considered ochlin. My pritzei zeitim, what does that mean? I'm Rav Kahuna, rishei zeitim, wicked olives. I'm Rav Yosef, my cross, so what's the pasuk that supports the idea that paritz means wicked? So, v'nei pritzeim chayin asul amin chazon nich v'nichshal, the pasuk in Daniel that talks about the wicked people of the nation. It calls them pritzeim chayin. Chami Yitzhak Amar Mihacha, from the famous pasuk in the beginning of Yechezkel Yadchet, where Yechezkel talks about the new reality, as Chazal to say it, that now if a man is a tzaddik and he has a son who's a rasha, the rasha will not ride on the coattails of his father and be saved, and vice versa. And in that he calls him a volid ben paritz shofech dam. So clearly he's a bad guy, he's a murderer. Alright, so we know paritz means wicked. V'chama pritzei zeitim, so what is that shear? What's called a bad olive, so it doesn't produce? Rabbi Elazar omer, arba'at kabin lekorah. Four kabin of oil for one press worth. In other words, the amount of olives that it put on the press, if it only produces four kabin or less of oil, that's called a bad olive. Ve'ryane amri sataim lekorah, which is three times as much. Velo pligi, because remember, the six kabin is se'ah. So four kabin times three is two se'ah. Velo pligi, haba atri demayli korah ba'ulala, haba atri demayli tlatakurin ba'ulala. There's no difference between them. It's the same ratio. In the place where the minig is to put one kor of olives on the press, so it's four kabin, three kor, then it's two se'ah. All right, Tana Rabbanan. The Brighton that states, Alubi ilan shekochara usocha shekochara. Let's say a zav. Now remember, if a zav is in dalad, within dalad amot of a regular person, that doesn't affect them at all. But there's certain contact between a zav and a tahor that'll make the tahor tamei. Not tumat ziva, but tumat magazav, which means tumat erev. So one of them is if the zav somehow moves, let's say that a person's in a wheelchair and a zav is pushing him, the person's tamei. So if a person, a zav and a tahor go up in a tree and the tree is weak or on a branch that's weak, tamei, then the tahor guy is now tamei because the zav's movement moved him. Now, hechidami lanch kochora, how do we measure that? Amar Rav Yana, again, this was evidently a lengthy discussion in the Beis Medrash Rav Yana, because all of these discussions go back there. Kol she'in bi'ikaro la'chuk rova, if the root is not big enough, if the root of the tree is not big enough to make a hole of a rova hakav. Hechidami socha shekochara, what is a branch that is a weak branch? Very poetic kind of phrase. Anything that it's hidden in the fist, meaning if you grab this branch in your fist, you can't see it. You could circle the entire branch. So that's how weak it is. That's a measure of weakness. Tanatam hamalech beit apras al gabei avanim shnei'achol lasit. If a person's walking in a beit apras, remember what a beit apras is? An area where a grave was buried somewhere in there. We don't know where it is. On rocks that you would move, al adam v'alabei mashikochan ra. If you're walking yourself in a beit apras, you're tamei midarbanan. If you're on the back of a person or an animal who are weak, tamei because your presence has moved the things, the rocks and the dirt. So now, of course, the question is, what's a weak person, a weak animal that you measure this? Hechadam adam shikochan ra. Shalish kol shirochvova arkuvotav nokshot. Anybody who, if you ride on his back, his knees knock together. Hechidam v'hemash kochara, what's a weak animal? Rabbi Yana kol shirochava metilag glalim. Anytime that if you ride on it, it immediately defecates because it's so weak. Okay, I'm going to Rabbi Yana. Litfila, again, Rabbi Yana, litfila, litfilin, arbat kabin. The shear for tfila and tfilin is a load of four kabin. What's that talking about? Litfila mahi. Tanya nosei masui al tefobik, yazman tfila. If you're carrying something on your shoulders and it's time for tfila, if it's less than arba kabin, throw them over your back. It can be on your back and daven because the light load you won't be worried about, won't distract you. Arba akabin, if it's four kabin or more, I have to put it down. So for what purposes do we talk about a load of four kabin for tefillin? Tanya, let's say you were carrying something on your head and you also had tefillin on. If it was mushing up the tefillin, then asur. Fimlav mutar. So, be'ezu masui amru, what kind of a load do we even discuss this about? Masui shalabat kabin, four kabin or more. Tanu rechia, amotzi zevel al rosho tefillin berosho, an unlikely case for us, certainly. If a person is carrying manure on his head and a basket on his head and he's got tefillin, harezel esalkem l'tzadin. You gotta move the tefillin, obviously. You don't move them to the side. Like a shem motnav, and don't tie them around your waist. That's called a bizayon, much as keeping it on your head while you have manure up there. What you do is you take your tefillin shel rosh and tie them right where the tefillin shel yad go. But Ben Beishila said, you're not allowed to put anything on your head when you have tefillin on, not even the tefillin cover. And so certainly not any of these other things. Even a quarter of the weight that's used in pumbadita, in a very small thing you can't put on your head. Okay, at the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that it has to be a ratio instead of a set amount of a kri. What does that mean? Rabbi Ami, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, arba'a se'in l'kur. Four se'ah of wheat per kur. That's kadei nefilah, so it's a ratio. Rabbi Ami, delay amar, but Rabbi Ami now on his own said, shmonat se'in l'kur. So he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying four per kur, and then he says eight per kur. Now remember, a kur is 30 se'ah. So he said, Asbaralach, I'll explain to you the difference. Bishnei de Rabbi Yochanan haveshmina ara. In Rabbi Yochanan's day, the land was fertile. So therefore, four se'ah to a kur was enough to re-sow the land. Bishnei de Rabbi Yami havechishar, but by Rabbi Yami's time, it already became weaker. And therefore, he needed eight se'ah in order to replenish the land, to re-sow the land. Tananatam, haruach shbizuat umarin, the Mishnah in Peah says, that, after all, you owe leka to the anim. Let's say that you had the bales and they hadn't collected the leket yet, and the wind spread them around. So how much do you give them? Tanakama says that you estimate how much leket would have been given, and you give it to the anim. He says, no, you rather give the anim the amount that fell. Chama k'dei nefila, what's that? K'dei nefila means the amount used to sew. Haravdimi am Rabbi Elazar, v'tem Rabbi Yochanan, arbat kabin l'kur. For every kur, four kabin, which goes back to Rabbi Yochanan Shir. So bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, l'kur zera l'kur tevua, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? A kur of seed or a kur of produce, which is a huge difference. And l'mapolit yel l'mapolit svarim. Also, are we talking about how much it takes to plant a kur's worth by hand, which is going to be less, or with oxen, which is going to be more? So Toshma, Dechiati Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he quoted Rabbi Avahu, quoting Rabbi Elazar saying, Rabbi Yochanan, or possibly Rabbi Yochanan, so this came from Torah Tveria, Arba'at Kabin L'Kur Zera, it's four Kabin per Kur of seed. Alright, and Vadain Tibailach, that still doesn't settle the other question on Polit Yel and Polit Shvarim, and the answer to this is Teku. We don't have a solution about whether we're talking about using Shvarim, where you walk with a wagon. Rashi describes the wagon with a hole in the bottom, and as the wagon walks, the oxen take it, it goes through. And so therefore you need a lot more because you're saving that work. Okay, in any case, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah about plagues that affect the land and what the liability of the renter is in that case. But in the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.